Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who knew a road trip would change everything he thought he knew about family, death, and the thin line between this world and the next?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, you can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. My dear friend Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. You're kind of fresh off vacation.
Yeah, we went to Charleston. Well, we started in Savannah. Then we headed over to Hilton Head. And then from there, we spent like two nights on Kiowa Island, which was a beautiful place.
Oh, I bet.
And then we spent three nights in Charleston. And oh my gosh, like Charleston is like a city, like it's like its own like different place. It's just so gorgeous. Like people are so friendly. Like if anyone's ever like looking for like a vacation spot, I highly recommend Charleston.
I want to go there sometime.
You so should. You would love
I
it.
I think I would love. And I also want to go to Savannah. I just kind of want to go down, rent a car, drive and hit up a whole bunch of spots.
Mm-hmm. Savannah's really neat too. We had a great time in all the places we went.
Now, those two cities are historically known as very haunted locations.
Very haunted locations.
Did you experience anything? Did you go any place that had at least any stories of activities?
Well, we went to like an abandoned prison in Charleston, which I thought was really neat. And I'm sorry, I don't remember any of the stories.
Did you go to Old City Jail?
Yeah, in Charleston,
because your dad and I were talking about that, and I was hoping you guys would go because I had done an episode with a guy, a tour guide who does tours there on the Grave Talks. And it was a really fascinating dive into that jail. It's very interesting. And doesn't it look like kind of a 1700s sort of castle?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the architecture of it was very imposing, but like this, there was one story that really caught my eye. And this was like one of the last stories that we were told for the night. And essentially, like prisoners that were put into this certain cell I'm actually certain it was like a guard's quarters. And they would complain about there being like they would wake up and there'd be like, they think it was like a dog at their feet. They'd be like sniffing on them and stuff. And like all the guard, like everyone else was like, what are you talking about? There's no dogs like nowhere near here. And it turns out it wasn't a dog. It was a kid.
Oh, like an actual kid or a ghost child?
Like a teenager.
Oh, wow.
Who was so poorly treated. And like they called him like animal or something because he kind of acted like an animal. And it was like that would be like acting like a dog in like that little quarters area.
And it was an actual person.
It was an actual
person. Oh, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Like he never had anybody to take care of him.
It's pretty sad, but it still gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Oh my God, yes. Well, then you have to wonder too, is his spirit still hanging around there?
Ooh, that's the even better part. Our tour guide kind of passed around this photo of what they thought was like, well, it wasn't a photo, it was a video of like this figure like dashing past a doorway real quickly. And that's what they think that dog person was.
Oh, interesting.
Caught on video.
Did you feel anything there as far as like, I mean, you just walk into a place and it's like, bracing yourself because it looks haunted from the outside. But once you got in, did you kind of pick up on anything?
A little bit. I mean, it's definitely like, it was very just kind of imposing. Like you could always kind of feel different, like not like people that weren't there, like around you. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think there's any way you could go into that building and not feel anything.
Right. It's very spooky.
Oh, I want to go there sometime, especially after I took a deep dive into it on the Grave Talks. It was like, it's so interesting.
Oh my gosh, there's so much history there.
I have got to go. Maybe you and I can go back sometime.
Yeah.
Okay, you can show me around. Let's dive into this ghost story. And it says, hey there, I'm Jordan. I don't usually talk about this kind of thing outside a tight circle, mostly just my mom and one of my cousins gets it. Some of us in the family are what people might call sensitive or intuitive, even psychic, depending on who you ask. For the most part, the stuff we experience is pretty low-key. Someone will see a shadow figure walk through a hallway, then it's gone, or someone dreams about grandma, then wakes up to smell her perfume. I've had those moments. Once, I even said that a brooch that belonged to my aunt, who died before I was born, a piece that no one had shown me and that had supposedly been packed away for decades. So, yeah, weird stuff happens, but it's never really bothered me until I got sick. I was 17. A family I'd grown up with, like second parents and siblings, really, was planning a long road trip to visit relatives in Montana. Their daughter was my best friend, so they invited me along, partly for company and partly, I learned later, because I hadn't really been doing great. My dad had died the year before, and I kind of pulled away from everything and everyone. They thought the trip would cheer me up. A few days before we were set to leave, I stayed over at their place to help them pack and settle the pets with their neighbors. On this particular afternoon, everyone had left to run errands. I offered to stay behind to finish moving the luggage near the garage and do a last sweep of the house. Now, I'd already been feeling kind of run down that week. I figured it was just seasonal allergies or stress, but that afternoon something changed. I was dragging a suitcase into the living room when I noticed sweat dripping from my forehead, like soaking sweat, even though it wasn't hot and I was wearing a hoodie. Then I got the chills, like full body shakes, as if my bones were freezing. My hands wouldn't stop trembling and everything started to tilt and spin and it got bad really fast. I made it to the bathroom. I took my temperature and the thermometer read 107.8. That is deathly.
That is deathly.
Is really, really scary.
You cook an egg at that time.
God, no shit. My skin looked gray, my lips were pale, my eyes were dull and glassy. I looked like a half-dead cartoon character. We didn't have insurance, I didn't want to make a big deal, so I filled a glass of water, tried to sit down on the couch until everyone got home. Next thing I remember, I was flat on my back, soaked in water. I must have had a seizure. I've had them before, mostly under stress or illness, so I knew the feeling, but what I wasn't prepared for was what or who I saw when I opened my eyes. There was someone sitting on the couch across from me, a young man who wasn't wearing any clothes, but he wasn't really exposed either. It's like his whole body was covered in some kind of dark fluid. His skin was pale. He looked kind of familiar, but not in a way I could explain, more like I should know him. Like his features were kind of assembled from puzzle pieces. He was tall, and he said, "You look awful." I didn't answer because I thought I was hallucinating. I shut my eyes, tried to will the whole thing away. Then I heard, "It's rude to ignore me. I haven't done anything wrong." That caught me off guard. It was something my mom used to say to me word for word when I'd stonewall her during one of my angsty moods. So I opened my eyes again, and he said, "You're like this because I'm like that," gesturing to himself. "It's confusing, I know, but Dad said you have to stay that way and I can't." I had no idea what he was talking about, but I swear to you, it felt like he was trying to explain something important. Then he added, "I'm sorry, I'll be quick." And I blacked out. When I came to, I was lying in my best friend's bed upstairs. She was shaking me awake. Apparently, I'd spilled the glass of water all over their area rug, and then she said I took a nap in her room without saying anything. I told her I'd been sick. She didn't believe me until she took my temperature, but by then it was completely normal. The trip went off without a hitch. We laughed, took photos, had campfires, life moved on. But that moment in the living room never left me. Years later, I was on the phone with my mom talking about life and the kids, and she said something that stopped me. She said she was grateful my pregnancies had gone smoothly because so many women in our family had losses. I asked her what she meant. She hesitated and told me that before I was born, she had lost a son. It was a late-term miscarriage. She and my dad had already named him. They had a room painted, blankets ready, and everything. They never really talked about it. She said that my arrival felt like a new beginning, so they just kept that buried. But suddenly, everything from that day when I was 17 came rushing back. That man, his features, his eyes, his smile, his voice, it was kind of like a mirror of me, a reflection of what I might have been. I really think it was my brother, and I think he saved me. I hung up the phone that night and I sat in silence, and I felt something press against my back, a warm, heavy pressure, like being hugged from behind. And just over the quiet hum in my house, I heard a whisper, "She remembers me?" I broke down in tears, not from fear, but then I knew it all had been real. It wasn't a fever dream, and it wasn't a hallucination either. That night, I saw him again in a dream. We were on the back porch of my current home, sitting side by side. He held my hand and said, "I missed you." That was it. No cryptic messages, just love and peace. Since then, I have seen signs. My dog will suddenly wag his tail and stare into an empty hallway. I'll find lights turned off that I swore I forgot. My youngest told me the tall man comes to sing her to sleep sometimes. I think he's still with me. He's not trapped, he's just nearby watching and waiting, the way siblings are supposed to, and maybe one day when it's my time, he'll be there again reaching out. That was Jordan, wasn't it?
That
do you think that, you know, I've heard some other stories kind of similar to that.
Yeah.
With not so much sibling to sibling, but parent to child they lost.
Mm-hmm.
But why couldn't it be sibling to sibling? And whatever happened to her with the crazy high fever, and I'm going to guess I've had a crazy high fever, not that high, but it was in the 106 range. And I blacked out. Like, it was, I don't even remember. It was this weird kind of hallucinating. And so I could see why you would think you're hallucinating. Because you kind of are. Because you're delirious when your fever's that high.
Yeah.
Do you think it could have been her brother?
Oh, definitely. I just thought it was kind of funny. The part where the brother was like, "You look awful."
I bet she did. I bet she looked like shit.
Well, more so like one of those moments where it's like, if I look awful and you're dead, then I must look horrible.
Right, and you're just right there with no clothes on.
Right?
Like, what are you thinking? But, you know, that would be another thing, too, because I guess, you know, he'd never been born. Or, I mean, he'd been born, so I don't know if he was stillborn. I don't know the whole story, obviously. But he would have never been to a point where he had clothes. It's just interesting, the whole thing.
It is.
And I feel so bad for her. Like, she'd been through a lot, losing her dad and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like you have to wonder sometimes, because we talk a lot about guardian spirits, protective spirits, you know, kind of a lot of people feel like they have them watching over them. Why couldn't it be a spirit of a loved one, like a brother who had passed away before you were born?
I mean, it absolutely could. I mean, there's no reason it couldn't.
Yeah. I think that's really beautiful. And I hope he's there to watch over her and her kids.
Definitely.
I love that. Well, let's go to this story.
This is Mark, and I am from Little Rock, Arkansas. I just wanted to call in and tell you just a little small paranormal experience that I had. I'm not one to ever, like, go out and look for anything supernatural or paranormal, but it has always intrigued me, and this is just a little something, my only real experience that may or may not be of any interest. And it's about my grandparents' house. We never had any bad experiences there. They built the house themselves, I want to say in the early 70s or so. A lot of good memories. Nothing ever, you know, traumatizing or particularly spooky. This was probably a little over 10 years ago in the mid-2000s, kind of at the time when digital cameras were getting big and people were looking for orbs all the time and were saying, you know, which family member could this be? And so I remember we were going through some pictures, and my aunt and my cousins had kind of made the remark oh, this could be, and they said the name of our great grandmother, who I never met. She passed away before I was born. I don't know. I thought, well, could it be? I didn't really know much about orbs or anything of that sort at the time. So it kind of got me thinking. And then probably not too terribly long after that, I was staying the night there with my cousin, who is just a couple years younger than me. I was probably about 12 at the time. And we were staying the night in the living room, just right outside their living room. They had a covered patio, or actually they had a deck that was converted into a sunroom, I should say. I'm sorry. They had an old, I'd say maybe 20s or so, kind of Victorian style looking lamp out there. And I woke up in the middle of the night and the lamp outside was actually on. And so I kind of peered into the sunroom because I could see it from where I was laying. And I thought that maybe my grandmother had gone out there, you know, to read or something. Maybe she couldn't sleep. And no one was out there, which was kind of strange to me. And the door was locked. And I couldn't make any sense of it because I knew that all the lights had been out in the sunroom and the living room and, you know, all the surrounding rooms before we had gone to bed. Not really wanting to do anything about it. I just kind of rolled over, faced the other way, and tried to go back to sleep. I don't think too terribly long amount of time had passed, maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and their grandfather clock, which was just a few feet from me, maybe 10 feet away, chimed 3 o'clock. I happened to look up, and the lamp was off. You know, I kind of wondered, you know, when I first saw it, you know, am I dreaming? But I remember stopping and, you know, even pinching myself and just thinking, you know, is this going on? Like, but sure enough, I was awake. I do remember for sure. I tried to wake up my cousin just so he would see it, but I felt kind of dumb waking him up for a lamp. So I just decided to go back to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, the power had actually gone completely out. And I remember running into the room where my parents were staying, and I told my mom the story, but she kind of brushed it off and just, you know, said it's probably faulty wiring or something, and it was an old lamp, so that was understandable. So I just kind of brushed it off, but it still kind of stuck out in the back of my mind. But nothing else had ever happened there before. I had never had any other, you know, never been spooked there before until then. Anyway, I thought about it a little bit, but just kind of told myself it's probably nothing. You don't really need to worry about it. I don't think it was even a year later. My parents and I were staying in the room that was my great-grandmother's, the one that I hadn't met before. She had lived in the house with my dad and his family before she passed away in a nursing home. We were staying the night in there, and I slept on a pallet next to a lamp. This lamp was newer, though, so I don't really know that it would have faulty wiring, but I mean, it was still probably from the 70s when the house was built. But I happened to be by it, and we had just gone to sleep, and my parents had already fallen asleep, and I was laying in bed on this pallet, and all of a sudden the lamp came on. And that just kind of creeped me out because it was an entirely different lamp on the opposite side of the house. So I got up really quick, and I was, you know, just kind of freaking out a little bit, just like, you know, yelling at my parents, you gotta wake up, this lamp just came on, like, this is really weird. But they just, you know, again, kind of pushed it off, and they're just like, it's an old lamp, just go back to bed. And so I was sure to unplug it before I went back to sleep. And yeah, that's really all there is to the story. Nothing else ever really happened there. I never felt any presence or anything, but like, I don't feel that I'm super sensitive to any of that, and I try not to put too much thought or effort into it because I really don't try and, you know, seek out anything like that. But that's my only weird experience, and I'm sure it pales in comparison to a lot of the other stories that I've heard on here, but I just wanted to share it with you and see what you thought. Thanks again for listening to me and for the podcast. It really is fun. It's something interesting for me to listen to when I'm in the car, so I appreciate it.
So do you think he just has some weird kind of lamp karma? Is it maybe faulty wiring that keeps happening to him? Like, it is kind of strange.
Well, if it's not, then that's a really inconvenient way to say hi.
Right?
It's like, hi, great grandma. You're just going to turn out the power? Great.
Yeah. And, you know, I get, like, when it happens one time, you could dismiss it for any number of reasons. Faulty wiring, it's an old lamp, it's just turned on, whatever. I don't know how. But then when it happens again, different lamp, can you dismiss it so easily? And, you know, the other thing, too, is sometimes I think you get that feeling it's not right. And it's not just with paranormal stuff. You get that feeling, you know, you're walking down a street and it's like, I'm feeling weird. You always got to listen to that gut. So he's having a weird feeling about it, which makes me think there's something to it.
Definitely.
Now, is it life-threatening or no?
No, just slightly inconvenient here and there.
And kind of bothersome. Because seriously, if I woke up, like one night, I got up in the middle of the night in my spare room where the studio is. I have lights that when I work at night, I turn the lights on. Well, I had forgot to turn them off before I went to bed, which is really, really weird. I do not think it's paranormal at all. I just think I forgot to turn the lights off. Mm-hmm. But I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and it was an eerie feeling looking over and going, oh, all the lights are on in that room? Like, because it is a weird, I go around and shut all the lights off. We do that before we all have our nightly routines. And it gave me a weird feeling. I honestly 100% think that was just me.
Yeah.
But still, it gives you a weird feeling.
But what if it
wasn't?
What if it was your insane HVAC system? Ooh, the goat set a switch. That sounds demonic.
With my whole house fan that just turned on by itself one night, which is so loud. That thing is so loud. And so paranormal feeling when it happened. But yeah, so you get that weird feeling. It's just kind of like, I don't quite know what that was, but it doesn't feel quite right to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally 100% get that. I'm going to go with it, Grandma.
I'm going to go with Grandma, too.
Well, if you have a grandma story, real ghost story, call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want to. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to thousands of episodes in the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you so much for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.